So let's jump right into it. 10-minute discussion about the Israeli flag. We start off with a question. The question is asked for Moshe Feinstein, and it's in his Tshuva Zikros Moshe Orchaim Chelek Aleph. He was asked, are you allowed to put an Israeli flag in the shul? Something which a lot of you guys have probably seen in your own shul. And he said, no, you shouldn't put an Israeli flag in the shul. He said it would be better, in fact, to abolish the entire flag thing, as quoted by Rav Bregman, in his book, that's translated by Rabbi Lichtman, which some of you just bought. And the reason is because that way, if we abolish this whole crazy flag thing, then we could just forget about the Maaseh HaRasha'im, the deeds of the evil people. So that's a certain attitude, that's a certain approach. I'd like to offer a different approach to the flag. Okay? And it's as follows. Let me begin with a question. Where do we have flags in Judaism? Is there anything Jewish about flags? Do we have any history about flags? What? Dagels of the Shvatim. Is that what you said? Excellent. You said right. Bamidbar, second chapter, kicks off Bamidbar with a discussion, several psukim are devoted to the flags of the Shvatim. Flags of the Shvatim. So we see that, in fact, if the Torah is considered Jewish, flags are Jewish. We know that each flag had its own color. Each Shevet had its own flag with its own color and its own symbol. Great. But it goes back even farther than that. It wasn't just from the Shvatim. Yaakov Avinu, according to Rashi and Horios, actually was the one who came up, Josh, with the color and the symbol for each of his sons, so that when they would become a whole tribe, they would have this symbol. He did that because he?
Gave them all the brachos.
He loved it. It was part of the brachos. Exactly.
He told them, like, oh, you're like this. You're like
good, this. Good. So the flag of the color exactly was kind of pertains to who they were out of his love. But it goes back even before Yaakov Avinu. If Yaakov Avinu, maybe it's not Jewish enough for you. God's Jewish, right? So how Jewish are flags? The Midrash Tanhuma, Bamidbar, says that God himself decided on the colors for each of the Shvatim because of his great love for each and every tribe. So I think there is some kind of precedent that flags have a Jewish value to them. It's not a chiyuv, it's not a halacha, but there's an idea. Great. The truth is, though, according to the Ramban, there was a national flag. The Pasuk says in Shmot, and when the Jews left, they left, Perek Yudalad, Yad Ramah. The Jews left, but Yad Ramah. What does that mean? It means with a hand held high. Right, a hand held high. Now, most Mefarshim explains it mean, as Rashi, pride. They left with pride. Right? They walked out of Egypt, not slaves, proud, free men. The Ramban says, you got to take it literally. Listen to this, Itai. The Ramban says that when the Jews walked out of Egypt, they walked out Yad Ramah because they were
holding
a flag. They're holding a flag. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want individual flags. Well, we don't know what it is anymore, do we? But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want them to have only the flags for the Shvatim to break them up north, south, east, west. He wanted to have one national flag. So the idea of having a flag seems to have some kind of Jewish precedent if you can rely upon Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu and God himself. Okay. Obviously, it's not halacha, but there's a value to it. So what's the value? Why do nations have flags? Yeah, it's a question of identity, and it's also, I think, related very much to a similar national aspect, national pride. Now, if Sri Lanka can have a flag, don't ask me what's on it, and if, what's that country that everybody in the world knows its flag, because everybody likes to watch their soccer team, one of those, Brazil, thank you, that's what I was thinking of, but Spain is good also, yeah, soccer, right, football, soccer, it's Europe, you think, sorry. So the, if everybody in the world can have a flag, because they're proud of who they are. That's some national pride. I think that the Jews can have some sense of national pride. After all, it says, Am Segula, that Hashem wants us to be a Mamlechet Kohanim and an Am Segula. A Mamlechet Kohanim and Am Segula. Hashem wants us to be a very special nation. So I think it would make sense that we should have some national pride, right? Great. So it's not an obligation, but it's a beautiful idea. It's done by every other nation. And I think that national pride has been an area that Jews haven't really been in touch with since the Romans kicked us out of Israel in the destruction of the Second Temple. We've had pride being Jewish, pride about mitzvot, but on a national level, I don't think national pride is really something that we've had until basically 1948. So it's not, and it's a very Jewish idea. Now let me ask you, with a few minutes that we have left, let me ask you, how would you need a color and you need a symbol. Let's start with a symbol. What symbol would you choose to go on our flag? Now think, you got to think of a symbol that would be basically universally recognized anywhere in the world as being Jewish. Menorah is an excellent answer, and in fact, the government,
that's what they chose
it as a seal. On the national seal, is a menorah. Excellent. That's why it's right outside the Knesset. Beautiful. What other symbol would you choose that would be universally recognized as being a Jewish symbol?
Well, 3 years before they were using
a sefer Torah. What's that?
3 years before the state, they were using a Jewish star in a negative aspect.
In a negative aspect. Oh, you mean in the second? Good. In other words, the non-Jews, the Germans, for example, when they thought of a Jew, the association often would be a Jewish star. Now, interesting, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuva, Zichus Moshe and Or Chaim, guys, you with me? Excellent, I appreciate it.
Money.
That Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, that doesn't sound like an intelligent response to the question that I was, I tell you, think a little bit, try to think, and then if it's related to what I'm saying, you get up there, you say it. If it's not related, or if it's not intelligent, you just save it for a little private hamburger party we'll have later. The Rav Moshe Feinstein said that the symbolism of the Magen David is that since it has 6 points to it, it symbolizes God being ruler, having dominion over the heavens and the earth, north, south, east, and west. Well, that's a beautiful symbol. We believe in that kind of thing, right? Moreover, what person's name is attached to the Magen David? Hey, that's right, David. Now, when you think of Jewish government, Jewish rule, what's
on the shields, Magen David?
Right, that was his actual shield. That's the tradition. Now, we don't really know, obviously. There's different, you know, theories. But the tradition, that was his actual shield. So if you had to think of a name that's associated with ideal government, Jewish government, and a government, a rule, sovereignty, in which the Jewish leader was totally devoted to God, right? And had an enormous faith in God. So that you would think of David Melech, 100%. Exactly. And therefore, it's a totally ideal symbol to put on. Now, what about color? So before you get into the question of color, what you really have to ask yourself is, what does the colors that people put on the flag, what do they symbolize, right? Now, what would we want to symbolize as Jews? I mean, what are we here to do in this world? We are here for Tikkun Olam. We are here to bring God, the Shekhinah, down to the world. And we do that by keeping the mitzvot. It's by keeping the mitzvot that we bring God into the world. What color symbolizes the Shekhinah?
White.
Tehillah. Tehillah does. Right, as a matter of fact, the Gemara says it so, it's repeated in the Midrash in various places, that when you look at the Tehillah, you remember the color of the sea, and the color of the sea reminds you of the color of the sky, and the color of the sky reminds you of the Kisei HaKavod, of God's Shekhinah. Right, and as a matter of fact, when they saw...
The Big Day Kahuna, that's what I
was talking about. It's all over the Big Day Kahuna. It was a thing that was used to cover the various Kelim. And moreover, when the Jews had a vision at Matan Torah, it said that they saw Kelivnat Sapir, sapphire brickwork, under his feet. So sapphire or light blue tehillah is the symbol of Shekhinah. We're here to bring this into the world. Wouldn't that be a perfect color to put on your flag? What's that? Exactly. As well as the staff of Moshe Rabbeinu. Very good. Very good. 100%. So gentlemen, just to close it up, if I had to pick, we're here to do the mitzvot, right? I know, you're from Maimonides, so you're into this. We're here to do the mitzvot and in that way bring the Shekhinah into the world. What mitzvah would kind of project the image or the message that we keep all the mitzvot? What mitzvah symbolizes all the other mitzvot?
Living in Israel.
Oh, so there are 7 mitzvot that are shekula, that weigh against all of the mitzvot, but there's one mitzvah that's there to remind us of the other, and that's tzitzit. It says explicitly, it was a kartem. You look at the tzitzit, and you remember mitzvot Hashem. So if we want to broadcast to the world that we want to do the mitzvot and bring God into the world, we want the color of the Shekhinah, that's the tehillah, and we want a symbol of the tzitzit. So that's the 2 stripes. Now, who came up with it? A lot of people badmouth Herzl, by the way. Wasn't perfect, but he certainly loved the Jewish people. Herzl came up with the flag. Well, I think people think that David Wilson did. What happened is 1897, the first Zionist Congress, they were actually trying to figure out the flag. And Herzl said, let's put on 7 stars, let's do that, let's do that. And David Wilson writes, he was one of the delegates at the first Zionist Congress. So he, make sure you bring it back though. He writes that David Ben-Gurion, right, a complete... well, if there is such a word, an atheist, or certainly not a religious Jew, he was the one who decided, you know what, we already have our flag. Let us use the tallis with the stripes, you know, blue stripes, black stripes, whatever you want. And therefore, the flag that we have today, it's not a, you know, it's not from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not a chiyuv in the Torah, it's not a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but it is a beautiful symbol of what we are here to accomplish, of what the Jewish people is about, and it's our national pride. That we are willing to go ahead and raise this flag up on this soil to show that our job is to be a nation, Amlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and through our observance of the mitzvot, to bring Hashem into the world. And that was thought of by secular Jews. That's quite an impressive thing. So I think, as many posts can feel, you can put a flag in a shul, although I don't think that's the biggest issue, but certainly we can have pride about the Jewish flag. Yeah.
Is
the Holocaust,
I'm officially dumb.
They used a star. They said dude, so like it's kind of like an exact response.
Exactly.
Star.
Yeah, and I think it's a perfect response, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why they chose yellow. Does anyone know why the Nazis chose yellow? Just because it's easily seen? Is that why?
Yeah. Also, it represents candlelight.
Red and yellow.
Did you notice that? Has anyone ever seen the yellow star on a light blue background? Sometimes they did a light like a Tehelet blue and a yellow star on that. I've seen the Nazi. I've seen pictures of that. Not pictures. The pictures are black and white, but I've seen actual.
There's tons of different colors.
Yeah.
There was specific what kind of Jew you were, or what kind of Jew you were. Second to the country that they were from. There was a pink star better.
Oh, yeah?
Wait, Rob, are you really not allowed to bring a flag into a shul?
Ramosha felt that you shouldn't because it's a symbol of all the terrible things that the Rishayim did, and he's referring to the secular Zionists in establishing the state. Ramosha Feinstein. So, in other words, he had a certain take on what the flag symbolized, but I think that if we go to the sources, I think that it symbolizes something very different.
So you think that it would be allowed?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it, but I obviously, you know, you see many flags in many shuls in America and in Israel, and they do it.
So people would think the Israeli flag is representing secular Zionism.
Would you say many people would not?
Would not like think like the first thing that comes to mind is secular Zionism. They would think of Israel just in general.
Yeah, right, right. I mean, that's more our the way we're brought up. Okay, I think you guys are going to the next group.
Is that right?
Okay.
I could see he's still going. Though.
Huh? Rav Soloveitchik, yeah. He has a great thing on the flag. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's bad. Who told it to you?
I just told it to
you. Yeah. I was going to do it, but I have to have
it. Really
great insight. Thank you.